Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In testimony before the Senate, the Deputy Attorney General said that President Bush is infallible, that President Bush literally speaks, I guess as the Catholics believe, the Pope speaks ex cathedra, or with the words of God. The President is never wrong and is infallible. Literal God Emperor. There's only a few countries where they call people dear leader and say they're infallible, and they're places like North Korea. I guess North Korea basically is it. I guess under Idi Amin, it was similar there in Africa, there in Central Africa. But we have that clip. It's coming up. Also, Keith Oberman makes more and more historical speeches every night. I don't know why I haven't been taping them. I had to play here with better quality. I've been counting on folks to just grab it and put it on the web, but lately they've been so fuzzy and jumpy that we've been scouring the web for good versions of the amazing speech, 10-minute speech that Oberman gave last night. This is powerful stuff, and he's telling it like it is. It's amazing. It's as if we're on national television or something. But the audio is so bad, I don't know if I'm going to air it here. It's pretty darn bad, but we do have it. We may air parts of it. But if your listeners out there and have been TiVoing it or recording it with just a blind spot here, please dump those in the mail and send those to us. We'll be very, very thankful. Maybe we'll put a compilation together and throw it out onto Google Video or something for everybody, because this makes the some of the other famous reporters that have stood up against tyranny, it just pales in significance for a national figure, anything we've seen in the past. And again, you know I don't just grovel and lavish praise on mainstream media. Oberman is on fire. So that is coming up. There's a few problems with what he's saying, though. It's much worse than what he's saying. And he keeps playing along that the terror threat is real. But other than that, he's spot on. You know, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, I do know what to say about it, but I've got so much to say about it. And after the break, we will go straight into it. And that is, namely, that we have seen massive fake news reporting in the past. The White House has been caught and has had to admit that they issue fake terror alerts for political reasons, and that they did this before the 2004 election. They're doing it now with the 2006 off-year election. And a lot of times they issue the fake terror alerts themselves. Sometimes they pick up on other fraudulent terror reports from overseas. And other times they literally just go to neocon websites and regurgitate what they're saying. And we've heard it. Oh, they're carrying nukes across the Southwest. Oh, they're going to nuke Dallas. They're going to nuke New York. It's going to happen this week. They're going to nuke Houston. And you've got operatives out there pushing this, saying this, putting it out there, and then other mockingbirds go and tweet it and quack it back out. So we'll go over this. Just, oh, my gosh, you know, seven stadiums are going to be hit, give all your rights up, and Fox News issues it for 2 days like it's real, then it turns out it's just some nothing website with someone speculatively flapping their lips, but they're flapping their lips about past threats the White House has put out. So we're going to break this down, what's really going on with it after the break. Top U.S. general in Iraq is saying the situation is imploding. Top British general saying that as well. Another report here, everyone's a terrorist or working for the government on Fox. It's out of Reuters. North Korean general says war is inevitable. We're going to cover all the serious news on the other side.
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to play up to date one of the most powerful Keith Olbermann speeches, diatribes, rants that we've seen so far. He continues to top himself each and every evening, standing up for this republic. And he's doing things the neocons hate. He's actually going through the subsections on some of these broadcasts, some of these transmissions. He's actually documenting every claim he makes, which makes them shriek in anger and hatred. They just would rather be able to lie to the public. By the way, I was on Lars Larson last night for a whole hour. He has a nationally syndicated radio program that's on here in Austin and Dallas. And I've heard it before. And I'm tempted to play clips of the some of the things he said, because I would make the claim that Operation Northwoods was a U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks. He'd say, it's not true. You have no proof. You're a shyster. You're just making this up. He would then say, you talk too fast. Then he'd say, oh, no, the H.R. 6166 Military Commissions Act doesn't affect U.S. citizens, doesn't strip them of their citizenship. I'd read in the subsection, he'd say, no, that's not what it means. And, of course, he tried calling me a liberal. So out of the gates, I pointed out that they are the fake conservatives. And this is what they do. I mean, watching fake conservatives who are there to neutralize real conservatives, populists, libertarians, freedom lovers, classical liberals, whatever term you want to use, it's all mumbo jumbo. It's either you're for freedom or you're against it. You're either for centralized, authoritarian despotisms or you're for liberty. And then they confuse us with the whole left-right system and then play those two sides off against each other. But I've beaten that into the ground, and you all know that better than I. But just to watch their tricks. Oh, the liberals! They won't let us have the oil out of Anwar. Oh, the liberal senator wants to block oil sales out of Alaska so that the American people can, quote, have cheaper oil. Sounds good, but it's really a liberal lie. They don't want us to make money. 85% of that oil goes to China and goes to Japan. And it's used to run the factories and run the cars and run the industrial system that's being used to destroy our jobs. It's not free market. It's a cartel. It's a cartel. And again, I'm already digressing all over the map here. I was listening to like these little factoids that Lars Larson would play during the breaks. It would be like a commercial and then him ranting about something. And it was just, on every case, it was actually something that was for the elites, against the people, had nothing to do with conservatism. It was all about the New World Order, but everything was couched in, oh, it's conservative, or oh, it's liberal. So again, they tell conservatives that things are conservative that actually destroy America, so conservatives are fooled like a fish biting a, you know, minnow that has a hook through it. It's just so sick. I mean, just everything is false information. It's like they spew a matrix of multi-layered propaganda. And I think a lot of these hosts even believe the stuff they spew. It's like a shtick. They all sound the same. They all say the same things. They all just make jokes about the stupid liberals and giggle and snicker all day, and everything's funny, and occasionally they'll talk about some real issue, but then not tell you who's behind it. Oh, they'll talk about the open borders and even the North American Union, but then act like Bush is fighting it and Bush is good. I mean, the level of just lying is incredible. It really is something else. It really does boggle the mind sometimes to see how they operate. But I'm already digressing and burning up the clock. Let's just see if I can actually get into the news. Later I have a newscast clip on this as well that the network's grabbing for me right now. FBI questions someone in NFL threat. The FBI interviewed a Milwaukee resident Thursday who officials believe was involved in posting internet threats about dirty bomb attacks on NFL football stadiums this weekend. The threats apparently are phony. The person, described only as a young adult, did not appear to have any ties to terrorist groups, according to the Washington law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the investigation was ongoing. In Milwaukee, FBI spokesman Richard K. Raminski said the individual had come forward and provided information about the posting of the threat against the NFL stadiums. The U.S. government still believes the threat is non-credible. And this is some snot-nosed young person who went and posted on a blog that there would probably be a dirty bomb attack on seven stadiums in the country carried out by Al-Qaeda. It's all right here what was on the site, the quotes. And that Al-Qaeda had sworn to hit us as soon as Ramadan ended in the next week, and that Al-Qaeda and the Islamic fascists are going to get us. I mean, he's a neocon, brain-dead, brainwashed individual from the statements. And you have to ask yourself, where did this person get these ideas? 2 years ago, the White House and the FBI and Homeland Security issued threats on the eve of the 2004 election, and they did it the year before that as well, that there were plans for Al-Qaeda to attack football stadiums, NFL and college football stadiums, during the beginning of autumn, running through into the winter. And by the way, we're going to write an article on this. Paul Watson's writing one right now. And again, we confer. We actually write the articles here live on air. I brainstorm, bring up all the articles that I remember. He goes and does Google searches. We codify it, put it together. But I remember it all. Don't you remember it? In fact, we've now pulled some of them up here, have them in front of me. And so it was the government. It was Homeland Security. And then quietly after football season, they said, well, actually, it was an unspecified, uncredible threat, but we still put it out. And when they put it out, they said it was a credible threat from sources. So it was the federal government and the criminals that control it and Homeland Security that during the last election terrorized the public and said Al-Qaeda was planning to hit NFL and college football games with dirty bombs, with nukes, with conventional truck bombs. And so all this, quote, young person does is goes and regurgitates, guaranteed, the young person may not even exist. This could be a total psyop, but it's probably a real, you know, 18-year-old who listens to the neocons and watches Glenn Beck on TV, who, by the way, you talk about issuing non-credible threats. I mean, every week they're going to sneak a nuke across the border. Every week they're going to hit us with dirty bombs. They're going to hit sports stadiums. I mean, he's been saying in the last 2 weeks. So you got young people watching the current fear-mongering. The Council on Foreign Relations said 3 years ago they'd probably hit sports stadiums. Then a year later they said it again. They said Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, and what was it, one other town, Chicago, would be hit. In fact, Paul, who's listening, go pull the U.S. News and World Report from 2004, right around this time. It was about a month before the election. And the headline was, D.C. will be hit by terrorists. And an unnamed high-level White House source says, we will be hit by terrorists by the election, and it may be nuclear. Remember that? Again, I mean, I don't even think that was paraphrasing. I basically just quoted it from memory because I read it like 20 times on air, going, look at them terrorizing us. You know, that was back in the day when they took us up to Orange and they said, oh, it's a credible threat. We're going to be hit for sure. Remember, oh, they're going to blow up the sports stadium. So they take the state guard and send them to high school football games and they search the three-year-olds' bags. And they in Alabama and other areas, look, we have photos and video of it. We've written articles about it. And they just search everyone. It has nothing to do with anything. As if there wasn't, you know, if it was real CIA, Freudian slip, I just know it's the government. If it was real Al-Qaeda, that wasn't Al-CIA-da, who actually ran up and detonated a dirty bomb, a big crowd of people bunched up in the turnstiles would be the perfect place. Your security does nothing. You can't stop people that want to attack. That's why we're in so much trouble. The government's run by terrorists who are attacking us, and it's really hard to stop them. Though there have been police around the country who have foiled several federal attacks that were in play, including one in Houston against a chemical plant. And we've got the government constantly trying to provocateur groups to launch attacks. So, the government issued the original threats against football stadiums, college and NFL professional league, and it even trickled down to the high schools with lots of searches. In fact, the NFL saying, don't worry, we're going to search everyone. Don't worry, we're going to have the military out. Don't worry. Again, and now it's all a big ritual on being a slave. Go and all these Super Bowls where they have troops and helicopters flying around and retina scanning, going, retina scanning keeps you safe. And they introduce the players by retina scanning them. Remember that? That's in Road to Tyranny. That was in the Super Bowl after 9/11. That first Super Bowl, everything is a ritual, everything is a training op, bringing you into slavery, bringing you into shackles, bringing you into bondage, conditioning you to line up, show your paper, show your retina scan, and submit to the nice goons in black Darth Vader outfits walking around with Heckler and Koch MP5 submachine guns. And so I have this all here in front of me. I think I'm going to cover this more when we get back. We have clips of this coming up. Well, I want to get your take on it today. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls at the bottom of the hour. 1-800-259-9231. So now the feds have been caught so many times putting out false threats that they lost all credibility, and the public in polls knows they're doing it. So now they just use rumors generated by their past rumor mongering. It's incredible.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We just find a good audio version of Keith Upperman's incredible diatribe, a speech he gave last night. These get more and more historical by the day, to the point now we're going to start recording it right off the television. We'll be airing that at the bottom of the next hour, that little 9.5 minute piece to analyze it. He did make a few mistakes, but again, who can fault him when he's got this much courage? We will have open phones throughout the day. You're noticing we're not having any guests right now because there is so much news and information, and I want to give you all a chance to respond and get involved on air. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. So, Ari Fleischer, the White House press secretary, 3 years ago before he left and Scott McKellen came to power for a while, now it's Tony Snow, who was always a government operative, from Fox News Channel is now the White House press secretary. But Ari Fleischer came out and openly said, yeah, we're issuing these terror alerts for political reasons. And White House memos have gone public. And Republican strategy memos have been made public in the news that they issue terror alerts for political gain. And it's always the same story. We have a specific, credible threat that from Pakistan that they may dirty bomb the stadiums in the next 2 weeks. And then quietly a week later, they say, actually, that was a false threat. The person lied. They don't even give the name. But we're still going to have increased security, and that's back of the paper. Or Dick Cheney tells U.S. News and World Report, we will be hit by terrorists. We are going to be hit. Well, they've been caught doing this so many times, and it began to backfire on them in the press. I mean, for several years we were telling you it was fake news reports and that it was fake alerts. Now they had to admit it, and the news started going. Oberman pointed out, you know, it took him a couple years to go public, but remember that was one of his first reports when he got hardcore, was about a year ago, about how he showed the graph and how they issued the terror alerts every time a scandal came out or every time they were in trouble in the polls or every time something embarrassing happened. Again, it goes to Oberman. It's turning into an Oberman worship fest here. We'll give credit where it's due. We got to talk about how he's allowed to do what he's doing. I have a view on that. I think he's a good guy, but I think he's being used, and we'll break it down. In fact, let me write a note there, Oberman. Bring down Oberman later. I'll do that after I play the clip at the bottom of the next hour. But coming up, we have this other clip off CBS News where they're talking about the new threat of the dirty bomb. And again, the dirty bomb would kill 100,000. And the dirty bomb would kill, it says, everyone in the stadium instantly with its radiation. That's not how dirty bombs work. Even some of the nastiest dirty bombs, if you could really aerosolize and disperse it, if people got medical attention and took potassium iodate and did a few other things, most of them wouldn't die. The truth of the matter is, dirty bombs aren't that dangerous compared to just conventional explosives. But that doesn't seem to matter to the public. That doesn't, and that's why I think the government may actually do a dirty bomb. And it was Ashcroft 5 years ago first brought it into our consciousness, because they can just bundle up a bunch of X-ray cores, you know, the radiation emitters they use for X-ray machines. They can just tie them up with some plastic explosives, detonate it, have somebody with a Geiger counter out there and shut down a few city blocks and have a big hysteria over it and really not even damage any of their real estate. The way they keep bringing dirty bomb back tells me that, well, that'll be good. I mean, it'll be bad if they dirty bomb us, but it's better than the feds nuking a city or releasing smallpox. I mean, if they just set off a dirty bomb and radiate a few hundred people and they all get treatment, maybe one of them has a heart attack or something, it'll be terrible, but much better than Bush, you know, nuking half of Chicago, and which I believe is one of their main targets, the Golden Gate Bridge as well there in San Francisco. And again, I just watch them so long. It's like somebody who's got their favorite football team and knows the coach. You just watch them long enough, you figure out what play they're probably going to go with next. It's just, these people are sick. But now they've been caught issuing all these fake terror alerts, which is yelling fire in a theater. Well, now the feds and the media just run into the theater and say, somebody says there might be a fire in the theater. Or they run in and say, he says there's a fire in the theater. No different than a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, where they were yelling fire in the theater. Now they just add, he says there's a fire in the theater. Or, he says, fire in the theater. He says, fire in the theater. Nobody hears him say, he says, and then they, fire in the theater. And everybody, oh, gets up, oh, fire in the theater. There's a threat, Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Glenn Beck, all these neocons. I see Glenn Beck because I've seen video clips of him doing it on TV, and I've listened to it, and I hear the National Host and Savage and Limbaugh and Hannity. I mean, every time I tune in, dirty bombs, nukes, biologicals. Savage, literally beatnik that he is. I mean, seriously, folks, every time I mention him, I don't know why. I ought to do a whole expose. The guy wrote books about love novels. I'm not even going to get into it. I mean, just give me a break. I just can't handle it anymore.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dave in Canada, Dave in Michigan, Dave in Ohio, Tom in Texas, Joe in Michigan, many others. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. I need to get into a few of the other important news stories that are coming up in the broadcast. Just give you a brief synopsis and then detail it more later. But before I get back into the fake terror alerts and the rumor mongering by the terrorists, that's what terrorists do. They scare you. They try to terrorize you. They try to make you think that they're everywhere and omnipresent. What's our government media do? Hype the terrorist, hype the fear, because they work for the real terrorist who carried out the terror attacks to take control of this country. But I want to encourage all the listeners to get the new DVD, 9/11, The Myth and the Reality. Dr. David Ray Griffin is author of four books about 9/11. And at two standing room only presentations, he explained how the official 9/11 story was set up as an unassailable sacred myth. He then explored nine commonly held myths about 9/11 and showed why each must be false, followed by a Q&A. This is a very effective film. It's two of his speeches mixed together, both six-camera shoots, with video and documents put over it. So it really is a documentary slash presentation. Very well done. And it is 100 minutes long, just under 2 hours long. You need to have 9/11, the myth and reality. This is just out, and we have this via the Infowars.com video and bookstore. And your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. You'll also be supporting David Ray Griffin and then, of course, Ken Jenkins, who made this film, when you get it through our operation. We also carry 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions. 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions. And in 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions, they cover the tall buildings shatter in 10 seconds, steel beams buckle as if crushed by Superman, a volcano of ash darkens the sky, can jet fuel perform such a feat? And it just focuses in on the demolitions and does it like no other film I've seen. Really is an important documentary. We have that for you at InfoWars.com. And, of course, my new blockbuster film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, The Big View, covering 7-7, 9-11, the latest info, Madrid, special ops troops staging terror attacks in Iraq to keep the violence going between the sectarian, religious, and ethnic groups. And we get into the propaganda they use, the torture, the buying of fake media, the fake letters to the editor. It's such an important film. It's almost 2 hours long with 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium that we had out in L.A. a few months ago, which is amazing. $19.95 for that film, and then it's as low as $9.95 when you get additional copies. Please give it as Christmas presents, birthday presents. Give it as early Christmas presents. Say, hey, everybody, I bought 10 copies. Here's your presents. And, you know, go wake up. We can't wait. Here it is. You know, H.R. 6166, all this stuff's coming down. All this stuff's happening. You need to get it out to people now. By the way, for those that do get the films and the books that we carry, I want to thank you for making this show possible. For those that have, because it really is donating to the cause, and that's how you support us. And for those that have supported us and have donated, I want to thank you. And I'm talking to all of you. We are busy. We are so busy fighting. I wish I could call and thank each and every one of you that have supported us. I get emails every day from folks saying, hey, man, I've been emailing you for a month. You haven't emailed back. I'm upset. Station owners try to call me, and I have trouble getting back with them, and then some of them get bummed out. Folks, I literally was up here till 1 a.m. last night. You know, I tried to spend an hour with my children this morning, and then I went to work, and then I'm going to work all day today, and I don't even have a life, okay? I mean, I just... So, again, to all of you that have supported us, I just need to mention, I guess, every other show that I'm sorry that I can't thank you all properly. I'm sorry that I can't. We've just got to get more management here or expand what we're doing, but then that takes funds, and it's just because it is crazy. But please get Terror Storm. Please get 9/11 Mysteries. Please get the new film with David Ray Griffin, 9/11, The Myth and the Reality, all available at InfoWars.com. Or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And we've been authorized to post 9/11 Mysteries, The Myth and the Reality for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Dozens of films up there, all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports. And we have them in super high-quality versions. We have Terror Storm up there where it looks as good as television. And you can go there and download copies of Terror Storm and then burn it to disk. It's a huge activist center. So please get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Okay. You know what, let's just go to your calls, and then I'm going to get back into just, I mean, what's worse, the government openly issuing fake terror alerts and shaying stadiums 2 years ago and 3 years ago, they did it. That the Super Bowl and for the you know, big games all year long in 2004. They did it in 2003. The government put the threats out. Some teenager regurgitates threats. You can go find word for word what this, quote, young person, unidentified, said with past alerts. And now the FBI is questioning them. The government loves it. They can find any rumor they want on the web, and then they promote it. They push it. Is this the October surprise, all this fear-mongering? Do they even have to carry out a terror attack? Does the military-industrial complex even have to carry one out? Or can they just hype it and then it creates the perception of a real attack like all these thousands of anti-terror drills do? What do you think those are? By the way, I got an email the other day saying, why do they use that term, fire in a theater? yelling fire in a theater. There aren't fires in theaters. Well, you know, where's that term come from? And that's what the government does. Going back just 50, 60 years ago, if you've ever been up in a big theater built in the 20s or 30s, the big Art Deco theaters, if you've ever been in the projectionist booth up in the upper floor, you will notice there's a big iron door, like an oven, going into it. And that's because the old cellulose of the film, that of the film reels and the chemicals they used in it was basically like dried gasoline and explosive almost. I mean, it just would explode. Nothing about almost. Extremely flammable. And they would run it across a hot light bulb. And those old bulbs, you know, weren't the cool burning. I mean, you think light bulbs are hot today. They were red hot and constantly were burning out. And so there were hundreds of cases all over Europe and the U.S. of huge fires that killed projectionists. Sometimes they burned out whole theaters and killed people inside, similar to what you saw with the Great White up in Rhode Island a few years ago with, the pyrotechnics. And how many people died? A mass of them. So that's why you hear fire in a theater. Because, man, if you went in and yelled fire in a theater 60, 70 years ago, people got out of there in a hurry because that room full of hundreds of films would start exploding once the first reel caught on fire. All right, I don't know why I get off into history and digress, but now you know what fire in a theater means. I got this email. You always say fire in a theater. It wouldn't be scary. People, what's that mean? It's like the Rolling Stones in 1970 when the Hell's Angels stabbed the black man up there at the front of the stage because he supposedly had a gun, and everybody went crazy and stampeded over a bunch of other people and killed them. It's the same thing. That's why you don't do that. By the way, there's a bunch of federal and state laws against issuing fake threats. It is a felony in many states, but the White House does it, and they do it all they want. Okay, let's go to calls. Dave in Canada, who I'm told disagrees. He goes to the head of the line. Welcome, Dave.
Hi there, Alex. I'm a big fan, and I just want to say to you that after my comments, I have two pieces of information for you.
Okay, well, I disagree. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, basically, I disagree with the way you handle callers that call and disagree, because lots of times, you get really dumb callers, right? I understand that. But sometimes, people call and they have genuine disagreements. They don't really understand, and sometimes you just wig on them, man. Like I remember last week, when you guys were in queue to be lined up for disagreeing, and you said, Michael and, Bill, like, sarcastically, even before they got in the air, And I just kind of wish that, sometimes you'd calm down and give them a bit more chance to speak.
No, I hear you. I hear you. You know what I wish, though? I wish you'd turn your radio off.
Oh, actually, I'm in a parkade. I'm sorry.
I just don't know why it's echoing or something.
Oh.
Listen, sir, I agree with you. I've got lots of problems. And I am a fallen person, like everybody else. And it comes off sometimes as arrogance. It's not. I have to hype myself up to do this show, and I get upset when I do the show. And I have.
Well, I know it's hard.
And
yeah.
I turn my brain on when I do the show, and then when I start focusing on this stuff, I get mad, and so it spills over.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Also, remember that last week of that plane crash into that building, right?
Yes.
You're saying how it's possible PSYOP? Well, if you add up the building number and the street address of that building, it comes to 9/11.
Well, not exactly. If you take the date and flip it, it comes up to 90.
The building number comes to 11, and the street number added up comes to 9. So it's reversed, but okay. Still 9/11. It's kind of interesting there.
Yeah, but it isn't the full date, is what I'm saying.
No, not the date, the building address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, sir. I should be nicer to people that disagree, but it's like Sunday on the Sunday show I'm doing on News Radio 590 KLBJ that a lot of our affiliates have picked up or are in the process of picking up. And I'll just tell our affiliates, if you want to pick it up and you already have an affiliate relations agreement with us, just go ahead and pick it up. No need to call affiliate relations. No need to do any of that stuff. Just pick up the Sunday show. We're asking stations to do it. And just let us know that, drop me a line. You can call me here at the office if you want to talk to somebody or want to leave a voicemail at 512-291-5750 and punch up the media extension. And let us know if the station's picking up the broadcast. We're really, really excited about that. In fact, I'm going to set up my own affiliate relations here at my office so you can talk to a person and get service. In fact, we're already in the process of doing that because I want to grow. I want to get more affiliates. We do get more stations, like I guess about one every month or so. But that's not fast enough, my friends. The country's in too much trouble. But, you know, that lady called into the Sunday show, and she said, well, first off, you use neocon, which is a well-known anti-Semitic term. You know, I mean, I'm ready for him to say, if you say DU is bad, that DU is code for anti-Semitism. No, DU is an abbreviation for depleted uranium. Or if I say I don't like inflation, and I criticize the Federal Reserve, oh, that's code. And basically, they do that. If you criticize the banking system, they go, oh, that's code for anti-Semitism. So, I mean, I'm trying to joke here, but really, Seth, I heard telling a joke, and actually, that's what they already do. I was trying to think of a asinine thing. You know, if you criticize banking, you're anti-Semitic. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've been attacked many times by national newspapers. If you talk about the Federal Reserve and banking, they do claim. In fact, ADL says that's code. So, see, the wildest joke you can just make up they're doing, you see. Again, it'd be like if I said, you know, the government's so evil, they openly admit they kidnap children for sex slavery. And people go, well, that's just ridiculous. They'd all be brought down. No, it's in, again, the Chicago Tribune and BBC and in German newspapers that Dine Corr and Halliburton run giant slave camps and kidnap children for sex slavery. And it's mainstream news that they have lobbyists in D.C. to lobby that the law not be enforced. I mean, we're in hell. And you know what? I said that in the third hour yesterday, and I don't care. I'll just sit here and repeat the fact that that's going on. You know, through the grapevine, I was told to shut up about it or I was going to be in deep trouble. Well, I just don't care. Somebody's got to stand up to you bastards, and I'm going to do it. And you're criminals. You're shameful trash. Just absolutely criminal. None of us are safe while these type. I mean, they're openly doing. No one in history, I guess, since back to Roman or Aztec times, has just openly done this type of stuff. They just openly do it. A pack of cynical crooks. They're slick criminals, and they're arrogant. And criminals always think they're invincible. And I tell you, their arrogance is what's going to be the deciding factor that's going to bring them down. And so that lady calls in and says, first off, you're an anti-Semite, and first off, you must be with the Muslim extremists who want to cut the women's heads off. So I said, hold on, let me counter both of those. He's like, no, let me say some more slander, some more libel, some more defamation. Because that's what these sick little people do. They're not here to save this country. They don't care about this country. They care about feeling good and lying to themselves and telling themselves everything's okay. Well, it isn't okay, lady. David in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Well, first off, you know what you should have said to that lady when she said, you said neocon, so that means you're anti-Jewish. You should have said no. If you hear the word neocon and all you can think about is Jews being evil, maybe you're the one who's anti-Semitic. It's like there's a, again, not to get too off topic, but there's a popular band called Coldplay. They make really great music, but there's this stupid, like, thing that says, like, Coldplay, if you listen to Coldplay, you're gay. So that's what I said to guys. They were making fun of me for listening to it. I said, if you hear all this music and all you can think about is two guys spooning, maybe, like, you're the ones who are gay. But anyway.
No, I agree with you. And notice how the media, they're the ones that bring up anti-Semitism, all the shows.
Right.
They're
yeah,
the ones that inject it. They're the ones trying to tie it to 9/11. It's the media that pushes it.
Right. And so, you know, you play into the, I mean, it's just name-calling, so it immediately puts you on the defensive. But, you know, again, just point out, like, no, I didn't say anything about Jewish people, so that apparently means that you're the one, you know, apparently you're the one who's thinking about how much you hate Jews. But or black people, whatever the case may be. But I wanted to correct you earlier. You said that the blogger who said about the NFL's dirty bomb threat is a young man. And no, Alex, young men don't watch Fox News. I don't know. I think it was Judge that linked to it. You know who watches Fox News? Old women. Fox News has the second oldest audience in all of cable next to the Hallmark Channel.
No, I know, yeah.
And, you know, of course, you
they just want to be reassured. They don't care if America goes down. Just reassure them that everything's okay and make little jokes all day. Now, I know
point.
That, look, it's obvious. It's probably a psyop. They won't say who the, quote, young man is. But, I mean, they probably did grab some little blurb off some message board. point is, the blurb on the message board was a repeat of what the feds have been issuing. This is an exact repeat of the fake terror alerts they issued before. But now they've lost so much credibility, they just got to regurgitate some message board that itself is regurgitating what they said. It's a feedback loop.
Right. We have what they call incestuous amplification. But the thing, you know, the other thing about old women watching Fox News is, of course, old women vote. They're like 60% of the voting audience. The voting is like 60% female. So, but one other, can I quickly plug a blog? I just wrote a blog. I know you don't touch on social issues too much.
Just tell me the blog.
It's jamescameron.blogspot.com. I'm a big fan of the filmmaker, and so I've found a subtext about abortion in his movies. So,
okay, James Cameron at blogspot.bumblebee.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet, man. I appreciate your call. All right, we'll come back and talk to another David, then Tom and Joe, then many others. Wide open phones today. And North Korea says that we're in a state of war. There's all this other news. It's ultra massive. A bunch of audio clips coming up. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we are steadily climbing up the top 100 at Google Video. And why is that important for those that just joined us with my new film, Terror Storm? Because when it gets up into the top 20 or 30, tens of millions of people are able to watch the film in just a matter of days. A mighty harvest is upon us here in waking up people in the fight against the New World Order. It is absolutely key we wake up as many people, because any day now, or it could be 5 years from now, or it could be never, if we cause a revelation, a renaissance of understanding of who is really behind terror, how black ops squads working for criminal global corporations have seized our government and how they're carrying out terror. If we cause an awakening to that, we neutralize this tool in their arsenal, their chief weapon of state-sponsored terror. We're trying to save lives. We're risking our lives in this fight. Join us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm walking point. I'm going in, through, and beyond. We are fighting them like no one has ever fought them before, because you, the American people, are rising. So please go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to every message board, MySpace, every blog. Go out there. Post it. Email your email list. Tell everybody. Call into radio talk shows. Call into the neocons and tell them, Google Terror Storm. Go watch the film for free. Lars Larson was so shocked. You're giving it up for free? That proves you're a liberal. And I'm like, quit trying to neutralize. Quit trying to put us in that box. We're trying to save this country, you twit. I'm going to get that guy on, by the way. I'm going to get Lars Larson on the show so we can have a debate. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Ohio. David, go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. First, I just want to say that I'm a big fan of yours, and I think you rock.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm a fan of folks that want to fight tyranny. What's on your mind? I'm your fan. What's up?
Well, sir, I just wanted to ask you, first, I wanted to know if there were radio station affiliates here in Ohio.
There are. We have a couple of affiliates in Ohio, and I don't have that list in front of me because it's changing. In fact, right now we're trying to codify the list and get it down properly, and we're calling all the affiliates. I'm doing that right out of my office right here.
Right on. And I had another question for you.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to know what you thought the probability of another incident would be before the election.
Well, I mean, I put out a big alert 2 months ago that saying we were in a prime zone for an attack.
I remember.
Between now and the end of October, and they're so arrogant, it could even be on the day before election, and now even Reuters. In fact, I said I'd cover it yesterday, and I didn't cover it yesterday. I've got to dig that out of my stack, and I will cover that next hour. Well, Reuters said, you know, will there be some big deciding October surprise? Rove is promising the Republicans are going to win, promising there's about to be a big surprise again. That's in Washington Times. Very chilling. And I think, though, that, I mean, with 84% not believing the official 9/11 story in a scientific New York Times CBS poll by Angus and Reed, with other polls showing 60-plus percent believing there's a cover-up or involvement, it may back them off, or it may, I mean, I don't know. But I think that we have lessened the 98% chance that I predicted. And again, my prediction was the proviso, unless we take action and get involved, and look what's happened. Nationwide demonstrations, nationwide marches, from Austin to New York to Chicago to L.A. to Portland to you name it. I mean, it's happening everywhere. We're on the march. The empire is on the run, my friend.
I understand, sir. So is there a way I can get a list of those affiliates?
Yeah, I was just telling you, sir, I don't have a list in front of me.
There's no, like, maybe a web document?
Well, what happened is we had organizations, when we used to post the list, the network did, going and getting all the stations and trying to call them and lobbying for them to take us off the air. Okay,
oh,
and so to do the stations a favor, we just didn't, the network stopped releasing that. And then over time, the network just quit keeping proper track of it. So I'm now collating and codifying that. But I'll find out where we're on for Ohio and announce it, because that's what you need to know. Thank you for the call. You bet. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.